Hi, folks, and welcome to the Empowering Dietitians podcast, where each week I explore a different topic to help you feel more confident and connected to your work as a dietitian. I'm your host, Jess Serdikoff-Ramola, a registered dietitian, dietitian supervisor, and owner of Empowering Dietitians, where I help burnt out and unhappy dietitians opt out of hustle culture and reclaim their passion and purpose as a human first and dietitian second. After all, we are all more than a dietitian. In this episode of the podcast, I'm building off of previous conversations surrounding scarcity and abundance, and I'm questioning the way we have in the past perhaps defined abundance. As with many abstract, somewhat fluffy and trendy terms, abundance is one that we can throw around cavalierly. Yet, how often do we pause to ask ourselves what it truly means? How do we actually embrace and embody it? How does it resonate in our own lives? And how do we shift toward it if it feels like our reality is anything but abundant and enough? When I decided to name my course Abundance, I did not do so lightly. And it is my hope that within this episode, you'll understand where that choice came from and what it means. Speaking of the course, this is the last week to enroll. So if you're interested, make sure you check out the show notes or listen to the outro at the end of the episode to find out where you can learn more information and take those next steps to enroll. I hope to see you inside the course. How do you define abundance? According to Google, it is a very large quantity of something. To be sure, I'm not here exactly to argue with Google. That is a sensical definition of the word. We say things like, in an abundance of caution, which means with lots and lots of caution. We can love abundantly, which implies that our love is big and full, perhaps even widespread. And we can have a material item in abundance, which almost implies in excess. This idea that we have no fear of it running out, again, a large quantity. And the same way that many words can have dual meanings, abundance for me doesn't actually equate with excess at all. Not really anyway. We'll get more into that. When I talk about abundance with dietitians, I'm not talking about this mythical mindset shift where we are practically drowning in large quantities of everything. Abundance with money doesn't inherently mean that we are like manifesting a life with millions of dollars. Abundance with clients doesn't inherently mean a wait list or a sold out program. Abundance for me is another word for enough. As Brené Brown says, I think abundance and scarcity are two sides of the same coin. The opposite of never enough isn't abundance or more than you could ever imagine. The opposite of scarcity is enough, or what I call wholeheartedness, vulnerability and worthiness, facing uncertainty, exposure and emotional risks, and knowing that I am enough. Let that sit for a minute. So often when I hear the word abundance, I do think big, grand, overflowing, more than could possibly be contained, or as Brené says, more than I could ever imagine. It is the bottomless bowl, the all-you-can-eat buffet. It's the land of plenty, lush and ripe and never able to be depleted. Can you relate to that? But when I stop to actually think about abundance, not as some fluffy term that gets thrown around on an Instagram hashtag, but the actual roots of what abundance is and how it's embraced and what it entails, that isn't the image conjured up for me at all. In fact, enoughness, or enough, for me captures this concept more closely. When I was creating my intentions surrounding the last new moon, this concept of enoughness kept coming up for me. Now, lately, I wake up and I repeat to myself, I do enough. I have enough. I am enough. I whisper it to myself when the fear and scarcity creep back in. When I see the beautiful Instagram-worthy homes for sale that are far above my budget compared to the, well, not so Instagrammable homes for sale within my budget, to put it nicely. When I have a hard revenue month in the business. When I'm not happy with the support that I gave in a supervision session where I felt slightly off my game, so to speak. When I feel that pull to launch every single exciting idea that I have all at once instead of patiently waiting, seeing one project through. Not pressuring myself to do everything all at once. I do enough. I have enough. I am enough. When do you need those reminders in your own day? Or maybe even more fundamentally than that, how does it feel to say those words to yourself? Can we try something? Can you say them with me? Or think them in your head as I say them? Often in the mornings when I'm lying in bed, I say each phrase in my head as I take a breath in. So I take a breath in, and I encourage you to take a breath in now and say to yourself, I do enough, and let that breath out. And then take another breath in and say to yourself, I have enough, and exhale. And take one more breath in and say to yourself, I am enough, and let it all out. What is that experience like for you? Do you believe the words as you say them or hear them? Is there maybe another part of you that tries to discredit them, to chime in with criticisms? That's okay. It's okay if it doesn't always feel true for you. It doesn't always feel true for me either. When I think of scarcity, abundance, enoughness, there is a fascinating conversation to have. And that's that, is this a question of whether or not abundance is really the opposite of scarcity, right? Like, is Brené Brown correct and abundance is not scarcity's antonym? Or is it that scarcity has co-opted abundance, has either distorted it or limited our view of it, made it so unrecognizable and pulled it so far from what it truly means to embody it, that it no longer is the opposite? Here's what I mean by that. Is abundance actually defined by excess and quantities and lushness? Or is that simply the only way in a hustle-driven society that we have ever been allowed to view it? Now, from a purely linguistic standpoint, there's little to argue with about the definition. The word abundance comes from the old French abondance, and more directly from Latin abundantia. I don't know Latin or Old French for that matter. So I'm working on limited pronunciation cues here, but both essentially mean overflowing. So in that sense, yes, abundance means overflowing, plentiful, excess, even. And you could easily argue, therefore, as Brené Brown has, that it is not the appropriate word to use as an antonym or a solution, a response, an alternative to scarcity. Because going off of this definition, abundance isn't the opposite of scarcity. It is the promise of scarcity. Scarcity peddles abundance. It sells it, packages it, uses it as fuel. The reason we have scarcity is because of the promise of abundance. And so when we sit here and imagine a life where we have everything we could ever dream of, and then come back to the reality of where we are and what we have now, we are stuck in this state of not enough. When we view abundance as a destination, as a goal, the way that scarcity and hustle culture depict it as, we spend our lives in pursuit and we will never arrive. It is essentially, from that perspective, a perfectionist view as well. Because how can anyone have more than they could ever dream of everything all at once? How realistic is that? And because it's unlikely to actually achieve this utopia of sorts of abundance, again, we never reach that space of enoughness. The true way to experience abundance is not actually by having everything. It's by having enough. It's by opting out of scarcity's rat race that's pressuring you to not be satisfied where you are. It's doing the bold, brave thing and embracing contentment, not being in a rush, taking your time, seeing how your story unfolds without trying to orchestrate every step of the way. Maybe I will change my language down the road. Maybe I will in the future decide that I no longer resonate with the word abundance at all. That it is truly a tool of the system, and its roots, its etymology, all point to it being an inadequate antidote to scarcity. And maybe I'll change my program name. For now, though, even if I'm not always drawn to the word itself, I keep being pulled to my own definition of it, to my own concept of it. Because when I stop thinking about what abundance is, and start thinking about how abundance feels, I'm not inundated with that same utopian, perfect, almost gluttonous, though that word is so problematic in so many ways, but kind of that over the top, filled with consumption and materialism, sensation or vibe, right? That's not what I get when I think of what abundance feels like. To me, it feels like security, calm, groundedness, belonging, connection. It feels like enough. And so maybe our current definition is insufficient. Maybe our perspectives have been limited. Maybe abundance isn't about a cup overflowing at all. Maybe abundance is about peace. So when I talk about abundance, whether that's talking about my course of the same name or the concept for dietitians overall, I reject the idea that we are chasing anything, that we are striving for a destination of bountifulness. For me, and empowering dietitians, it's a conversation of what is enough? That is a hard question to answer. It's hard because society has it drilled into us that enoughness is complacency. And complacency means that we have given up on ourselves, on each other, on life even. That if we aren't constantly growing and achieving and improving and chasing, we are failing. Again, that's scarcity. That's hustle. That's this phony, unattainable version of abundance. We can value self-growth without being enslaved by it. We can have goals without hinging all of our worth, success, or value on achieving them. That's the difference here. That's the difference between scarcity and enough. Abundance or enoughness to me is knowing that I don't need to earn value or prove worth. I have both of those things inherently within me because I'm a human. Because I'm a living creature on this planet. It's finding ways to ground myself and make aligned decisions for a full life within the context of my reality, my current circumstances. It's celebrating when another dietitian starts an Instagram page or a business that is very similar to mine, because I know that there are enough dietitians out there struggling that we need more people sharing these messages. It's trusting that my life may not look like I imagined it would at this point, but that doesn't mean it's wrong or that I'm behind, as I've shared on this podcast recently. It means I'm just not a fortune teller and I can't predict what the next steps are going to look like. And, you know, as I was outlining this, writing it out, another word started to come up for me, another word for enoughness or related to enoughness. And that's assuredness. This is confidence. This is authentic confidence. It's not necessarily unshakable. It's not absolute. It's not always loud or bold or assertive. It can be quiet. But it is a deep sense of knowing. It is trust in self. So what then helps me feel grounded, assured, secure, calm, at peace? Those are the questions that I can ask myself when faced with a decision. I can often tell when I'm coming from a space of scarcity and when I'm coming from a space of abundance based solely on how I'm feeling in those moments. You can too. You can do your own gut check. First, define abundance for yourself. Forget what Google says. Forget the etymology for a second. What does abundance look like for you? How does it feel? And how can you pay more attention in your life to the moments that help you approximate those feelings and bring them within reach? That's where we begin. Oftentimes, abundance comes from being present, from being right here where you are, mindfully from one moment to the next. Now, that isn't always true. And one thing that we haven't touched on today is the reality that sometimes where we are in a given moment actually isn't enough. It isn't safe or secure. It isn't peaceful. And I by no means want to invalidate, belittle, or write off those situations. Trauma often is a barrier to rejecting scarcity because scarcity in those moments isn't simply a systemic tool to keep you playing the game. It's survival. So if you find yourself in a situation where your basic needs are threatened or not being met in some capacity, scarcity as a survival tool may kick in. It's not the same to me anyway as manufactured scarcity of hustle culture, the same way that true abundance as enoughness is not the same manufactured idyllic abundance of hustle culture. It is real scarcity, real not enoughness. And while practices like gratitude for what you do have and finding enoughness wherever you can be valid tools in those moments, at the end of the day, they also don't pay rent or put food on the table. And I know that. again, we all have to do what we have to do to survive. And are there moments of enoughness in your life? Are there moments or maybe people where you do feel secure being present? Can you think of what enough feels or looks like and channel that when making decisions? Fear can be valid and is not necessary to push it away and completely, but how can we listen to it, acknowledge it, and then make our decisions without being paralyzed by it? Is that possible? I'm coming at this part of the conversation with significant privilege, and I don't pretend to know your unique circumstances. I never do as a podcaster. I wouldn't expect a podcast to be the place for you to find deep support for these hard-hitting issues when scarcity is a means of survival or a response to the need to survive. I still hope that no matter the circumstance you find yourself in, there is validity to this episode, that it challenges you to find ways to be here now, to find a way of deriving fullness or contentment or whatever it is that you need, to find that where you are, even if you're working to change your circumstances at the same time. And I hope that if nothing else, it encourages you to define abundance on your own terms. And always remember, you do enough. You have enough. You are enough. Are you tired of living a life of scarcity as a dietitian? Always feeling like you're not good enough, far along enough, or worthy enough? Is all of that pressure leading you down the burnout path? Then I'd love to see you in the first ever launch of my course, Abundance, a course to help burnt out and unhappy dietitians say fuck you to hustle culture and reclaim their time, energy, and humanity. This course, which is pending a whopping 24 CEUs from CDR, walks you through my comprehensive framework to help you with everything from imposter feelings and perfectionism to burnout to professional identity and living life on your own terms. Plus, this round, it's being paired with small accountability pods, groups of 3 to 6 dietitians meeting with me regularly to get additional support, connect with one another, and make sure that this isn't just another course that collects dust in your inbox. To learn more, head to www.empoweringdietitians.com/abundance. That's www.empoweringdietitians.com/abundance. Enrollment closes February 14th or when the pod fills up. Together, let's say goodbye to scarcity in 2023 and hello to abundance.